This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. You can find our podcast in the Google Play Store for Android users, on iTunes for Apple users, and on the Stitcher app, which is available on all platforms for both tablets and phones, and also on Apple AirPlay within cars. Please rate and review us on those platforms. Also, give us a like on Facebook, and please follow us at With an Ohio Bias on Twitter. You can always listen to any of our podcasts at withanohiobias.com as well. And we're so happy to be joined again by Antonio, the Mexican Muscle Castillo, who is now taking on a new challenge, stepping in the square circle. Welcome back to the podcast, Tony.
Appreciate you having me on again.
Oh, yeah. May 19th, Saturday night, Tony. You're stepping into the squared circle. It's comeback season, as you've been putting out there. Tell us about this new challenge, why boxing now versus MMA?
Oh, man, it's kind of just kind of how the card fell this time. There was no MMA fights on the board, so I'm trying to stay active this year, go hard until the end of the year, and give myself a good shot. And, you know, the boxing just kind of was there. You know, my wife's been telling me for years now to do boxing between my MMA fights. You know, she's been telling me, you know, your stand-up is there, but it's not clicking inside the cage. You know, why don't you box? And it just kind of was like, not really my thing, you know. And it, you know, it's MMA is a different motivation for me, you know. So it's just kind of how the cards fall. I finally just said fuck it, took her advice, and you know, here we are.
Always great advice from Nicole Matchmaker. Tell us about the challenge then for this. When you talk about your MMA background, I mean, we think about the posture, the stance, the footwork. Is that the focus of your training, just making sure you got those, you know, normal things down when you step in a squared circle?
Yeah, you know, this camp's been a little bit different. You know, I had to really sit back and kind of think about things just because it's a different forte, you know what I'm saying? And my whole MMA career since I've been training and things like that, you know, I've always stuck to my theory. And my theory is that a striker beats a boxer any day. Anybody who can stand there and strike without a certain set of rules can beat somebody with a set of rules. And, you know, on a Saturday, any given Saturday that we come in to spar, right before we're getting ready to spar, I'm like, all right, we're just going to box spar tonight. And everybody's like, that's an easy night. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a, you know, that's an easy night. No kicks, no knees, no elbows, no takedowns. You know, it's pretty simple. And my theory's always been that, you know, I'm a mixed martial artist. And, you know, regardless, a fight is a fight. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, an MMA striker should be able to beat a boxer all day because we don't flip a jab out. We don't have a certain jab and we don't have a certain cross and we don't have a certain bucket step off of our certain strikes. We kind of strike and then we're right back in the face. And you know, I feel like my forte of how I strike in the room, if I can relay it out to whether it's a boxing ring, a boxing fight, or MMA fight, I feel like my striking is top notch. I just haven't been able to let it go in a fight. You know, I guess it's you know, I'll strike and then we're so close, boom, I'm in the grappling because that's my strong suit. So, you know, I feel like this training camp, we've definitely been working a lot of the different footwork steps, the different head movement, really just basically getting back to like the simple basics of striking. And, you know, I've done a lot of work on my own this camp just with me. You know, I have my coach coming out 3 times a week, but there's another 4 days a week that I'm getting hours and hours of the same repetitive work by myself. So, yeah, for sure, you know, this focus for this camp has been those things that I don't normally do in my mixed martial arts training, even on our striking days.
Now, you say the rules are a little bit simpler, you know, when you talk about boxing. I'll punch back here, you know, verbally at least, with the fact that, you know, most boxers will say that MMA guys, you know, defend, they defend with their faces. So, you know what I mean? How do you feel about your defense, keeping your guard up, especially when you go into a situation where somebody is going to be trying to jab and strike? You know, most MMA guys keep their hands, you know, at least to their shoulders or away from their face.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's 100% correct. Like, you know, I never really realized, you know, my defense has always been my strong suit in striking. You know, when I went out to places, you know, a couple of years ago when I would go out to strong style, that was what Marcus Marinelli said. He's like, bro, your defensive striking is on point. Like, I watch you go with our top guys and nobody lands nothing on you. But the problem is that your hands are so defensive up high, blocking your face, and then, you know, by the time they're trying to go to your body, you're already out the way. Well, there's no counter striking and there's no points being scored on your end. So, you know, yeah, for sure, I'm 100% like with that theory. You know, and I feel like this week, fight week came around, I was kind of like analyzing my whole camp inside my head, and I was telling my homie, I'm like, you know, that's really what's gotten better is the fact that my defensive striking, and, you know, I have my defense and now my strikes are coming right off of it. So I definitely credit that to the change in forte from MMA striking to boxing.
Now, we know you've always been big into your diet and nutrition. What's your confidence level going in? You're fighting this fight at 147 pounds at WFC 87 World Fighting Championships at the Meadows May 19th, Saturday night. Tell us about that confidence level going into this one at that weight.
Oh, it's great, man. It sounds kind of funny, you know, because I fight at 45, and the difference between making 145 and 147 is a huge difference because it's those extra 3 pounds that are the toughest to get off. You know, and I just made, you know, I was going for a 35 fight, my last fight, and fell a little short, you know. But it's those extra pounds that really make the difference before you start peeling your water out and peeling your muscle tissue out. You know what I'm saying? So the 147 pound is like, I wish there was a 147 pound for MMA, because it really does make a difference. And honestly, my diet has been really lax. I really haven't even dieted this camp. I'm going on the water cut. Right now I'm in a gallon and a half of water. It's 12. So you know what I'm saying? So my weight, I'm about 9 pounds over, which is great. So it's a little different. It's a little bit less stressful, and plus it's hot outside. You know, when the weather changes, you fluctuate. You know, my fluctuation weight is between 12 to 15 pounds every day. So it's nuts, you know, but it's a little different. So.
All right. Well, what can folks expect Saturday night? You're going up against James Brown, who's also making his debut. Tell us about what you know about your opponent.
No, you know, I don't know too much about him. My coach just peeped a fight. I think he's got a fight on mine, but I know he's a MMA fighter that transferred over to boxing. And I feel like a lot of guys that aren't good in MMA go to boxing because they have less challenges. And I feel like that's what he's done. And, you know, I feel like, I don't want to say he's not a boxer, because anybody who changes fortes from MMA to boxing, see, I'm not changing. I'm just staying active between fights. So I'm going to go out there and be a striker. You're not going to see me box. Now, I have boxing tools now that I've worked into my MMA striking repertoire, but you're still going to get, you know, a MMA fighter with some boxing shoes on, you know, to where I feel like he's not really a striker. I feel like he's not developed as a boxer yet. So he's still trying to find out where he's at, but, which makes it interesting because then he's just going to come out and throw. So I feel like my skills that I've put on this camp and the skills that I've put on over the past 10 years are definitely going to shine in this. And, it's, you know, my 34th fight, I think, total. And, I'm expecting, a completely different animal. It's I don't fear no man, but at the same time, it's a little out there. You know what I'm saying? I've fought one time in a ring before. Different atmosphere, different people. There's people that are coming out to watch me do this that have never seen me fight MMA and never even thought about stepping in and buying a ticket for my MMA fights. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like 34 fights and you guys are now all about coming to the Meadows Casino and betting on me and, you know, want to see this fight. So it's interesting. It brings a whole different atmosphere to the table. And as a mixed martial artist and as a fighter in the fight game, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about challenging myself. I'm finally glad that I got off of my own ways and did what my wife told me to do and box. And it sucks because I waited so long to do it, but I feel like that people are about to see the other side of me in this fight. So I'm excited about it. I'm pumped. You know, great venue at the Meadows Casino. Like, my boys can bet on me. It's dope. It's nice. So it's a completely different animal. And I'm up for the challenge, man. I've been working hard for 6 weeks. You know, I'm ready to go in there Saturday night and kind of prove something to myself. You know, over the years, like, I was talking to my boys, and I'm like, you know, I feel like I started the fight game as a fighter, somebody fighting with my back against the wall and fighting to get out of the lifestyle that I was living back home in Toledo, which obviously you can take a look at me, one look at me, and you know what that lifestyle was. So I was fighting to get out of that lifestyle. And when I finally moved out here and out here to Canton, and I got into real gyms with real fighters, I humbled myself and started becoming a mixed martial artist. And that has given me a little bit of a comfort. And I feel like that's another reason why I've kind of had the past couple fights over the past couple years go like they have, just because I kind of got away from that fighter aspect. And, you know, this camp, we kind of got back to that dirty fighter. Like, you know, although you've evolved and become a mixed martial artist and you're humbled about everything, like, let's get back to the dirty fight game. Let's get back to just throwing down and fighting for your life. And, you know, if I really wanted to make this move happen, you know, to the bigger leagues, like, that's what you have to do. And I feel like I got away from that. I feel like, you know, a lot of things happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason in our life. So, you know, and here we are, new animal, 34 fights deep, and I'm ready to go in there and just throw down and see and really prove something to myself that, you know, we can put people out on our feet. You know, and I think that this is going to be the fight that really brings that out.
Well, there's nothing like a boxing ring to showcase your true skills, and a fight is a fight, as you said. So want to get you out on this one, Tony. As always, you know, mention the sponsors and any other people that you want to thank for the support over those 34 fights in the past.
Right, 34 fights, 10 years. You know, I've had a lot of people come in and out of my life, a lot of teammates, team members, sponsors, fans, everything coming in and out. And, you know, this one, this time around, this is 100% for me. I'm going out there to prove something to myself and prove something to the world of, you know, the type of fighter that I really am. I appreciate my whole team, my wife. Like, there's nothing else to say about her. Like, she's the best. She's amazing, you know, and I owe her every bit of gratitude to my whole career, my life now, who I am now, who I was then. You know, it's all because of her. And, you know, my support system goes a lot farther than her. But at the same time, it's like one of those things to where, you know, gratitude has to be given to where it's owed. And, you know, she's made me the person that I am and, you know, put the sponsors behind me this whole time. So all of my sponsors, my team, everybody behind me as a whole, I appreciate all of them. And you know, you guys, if you guys watch the fight, I'm going to stream it live on my Facebook. So anybody who wants to see it will be able to peep it out on my Facebook. And, you know, like I said, all my sponsors are always represented in my fights, so I'm not going to go through them right now, but I'm just going to let everybody know, if you want to see my sponsors are, tune in. Tune in Saturday night, and you guys will see everything.
There you have it, Facebook Live, Saturday night. WFC 87, Antonio the Mexican Muscle Castillo goes into the boxing ring to make his debut. We wish you all the luck, as always, Tony, and we definitely are in your corner. We'll be rooting for you and waiting to see that on Facebook Live.
I appreciate it, brother, man.
You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next time.